going Shachris, people in the morning, Livnei, people on the west side, the Arbus by night, Livnei, people on the east side, Livnei Shektani, the moon is very small next to its Chidushay. So you can't always see it. So which Chag is this? This is Rosh Hashanah. Okay, the Pasuk says, Ki choik li Yisrael hu, nishpat alekei Yaakov, because Baruch Hu judges the world on Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah Mishnah says Rosh Hashanah Tishrei, Rosh Hashanah Lishonim, means for the din that Hashem has done the whole world on Rosh Hashanah.
It's the Bnei Narev, the Arvah is the Bnei Mizrach. Lefi Shektan hi Samach HaKadusha.
Yeah. Because
the Zalat says, it's a shofar, and shofar you know you blow on Tishrei, therefore Rosh Hashanah is on Tishrei also.
Yeah.
Doesn't it look like that's so posh, I don't believe it. The Shas is the Kasha, Manashach, the Dashim and the Posik, Tikku, Bachodi Shofar, so right away we know we blow Shofar from Rosh Hashanah. So right away you know it's Rosh Hashanah. And what do you have to Dashim? Bachesl Yom Chagenu, Eze Chagsha, Kodim Cheselboy, what do you have to have this old Rosh for? It says Shofar, we know you blow Shofar on Rosh Hashanah. So he says, could be Shofar means for different blowing, could be Shofar means not for Rosh Hashanah. Maybe it's talking about different blowing.
Yeah, good. Okay.
Question right here. It says Shofar, and Shofar we know we blow on Tishrei.
Right.
The post says Ki Chayk Li Yisrael Hu. It's a Chayk for the Klal Yisrael, and then it says Mishpat L'Kay Yaakov. It's a Mishpat for Kodesh Baruch Hu. Melamed, what does it mean? Shein Bezdin Shomala Nichnasim Ladin. In Shemayim, they don't come to give din on Rosh Hashanah. Elim Ken Kitchu Bezdin Shomata Tachodish. Until first on this world, Bezdin was Mekadesh Tachodish. First, Bezdin has to say it's Rosh Hashanah Tishrei. It's Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. When it becomes Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, that's when the Kodesh Baruch Hu Shemayim comes to give din. That's called Kuchek L'Yisrael Hu. First, Klai Yisrael has to make the Rosh Chodesh, has to make the Tishrei. Then it's Mishpat L'Kay Yaakov. Then the Kodesh Baruch Hu starts to give a Mishpat in Shemayim. Rosh Hazochi Kama, in Kovu Yisrael Es Chayk HaChodesh, if Klai Yisrael makes the Rosh Chodesh, makes the Rosh Chodesh, yeah, Mishpat L'Kodesh Baruch Hu. Then the Kodesh Baruch Hu comes to give Mishpat. Now in my time alone, what does the pasuk mean? Only Tanya. Tanya, the little boy says like this. The pasuk says, Ki chayk li Yisrael hu. Is ain li yedal li Yisrael. We only know that Hashem gives judgment to Klal Yisrael on Rosh Hashanah. The Yuma Soliminar, and how do we know that Kodesh Baruch Hu even judges all the Goyim also on Rosh Hashanah? Talmud Lomer, the pasuk says, Mishpat al-Lakay Yaakov. If the Mishpat al-Lakay Yaakov means to anybody that Kodesh Baruch Hu is over, the Mishpat. In K Matam Lemaki Khakli Yisrael, why does it say then it's only a Mishpat to Klal Yisrael? If a Lakay Yaakov, a Kodesh Baruch Hu makes the Mishpat upon everybody, why does the Pasuk only say Yisrael? So Malamna comes to teach us, Shay Yisrael Nechnasim Tchila Ladin. That Klal Yisrael have this curse, they get the judgment first on Rosh Hashanah before all the Goyim get their judgment. So what's the Chiddush? What's the mile of going first? The Mar says, yes, it's a big mile. It's something good. Kiddur Rav Chizda. The Yomer Rav Chizda, says, Melech v'tzibur. Let's say there's a question of a king to get judgment and a regular Yisrael, the tzibur, everybody to get mishpat. Who goes first on Rosh Hashanah? So Rav Chizda says, you know, Melech nisna tchila. It's for sure tzibur that the king gets the judgment first. Nisna tchila ledin. He goes the first to get judgment. Why? Shenema, the Pasuk says, Mishpat avdoi and mishpat amai. That first is the mishpat is avdoi, which means going on Shleim Kamalei, going on Shleim Melech. Then says the Mishpat Le'amoy. But in more of my time, like what's so great about getting your judgment first? What's so great? Why does the king go first? He boy Yisrael once for is Lavuch Arya Lameka Malkav Roy. It's not nice that the king should have to be outside waiting. And then it's a Svari, you go first. Same thing, Klal Yisrael, it's not nice to be waiting outside when the Goyim go. So for sure Hashem lets Klal Yisrael go first, and then goes the Goyim. The boy is saying another svari is why it's good to go first. Makme delay first charoina. Before Kodesh Baruch Hu gets very angry in Rosh Hashanah. So Rashi explains delay first charoina the shvil avoyna tibur. In other words, when Kodesh Baruch Hu gives judgment to the whole Klal Yisrael, the more people go by in the summer, the more averus were done. And the more Hashem sees that Klal Yisrael did so many averus, the more Hashem gets angry. And when Kodesh Baruch Hu is, the more angry he is, when it comes to your judgment, you get a worse judgment because of that. But the Kodesh Baruch Hu is ready in a bad mood. Therefore, about it, the Svara, you should be first in line to get your judgment first on Rosh Hashanah. So they said that the more chashuv you are, the bigger of a tzaddik you are, the first online you are to get your mishpat. Because there's a skula to get your mishpat first, before HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets very angry. But once Hashem is angry already, then your mishpat won't be so good. So Mr. Petterberg says that we'll see later in the Gemara, a marshal of B'nai Moran, that everybody gets his judgment on Rosh Hashanah one after another. The Gemara says a few mishon, there are a few different examples of what it means. One, he says it's a line of all the animals line up. The animals go down the line one after another, just like in a small bridge that only one animal can go through. That's the marshal everybody goes through. So he explains it there. And then another case is, another place is, no, people walking through. Well, here's the one, I'll have to look up there. Well, here's explained there that the one of the Mishalim is a Pashut talking, first come, first serve. First come, first serve. Whoever is first in line, they have a right to go through first. So that's the marshal for Yerush Shana also. Whoever puts himself on line to get Mishpat first, he'll be Zerka to get the Mishpat first in Rosh Hashanah. But our Gemara is saying here now, it's a skula to get your din as early as possible. So how do you put yourself on line first? He says, whoever is making, whoever throughout the Chodesh of Elul prepares himself and does better mitzvah, learns more, does more mitzvah, you prepare yourself for Rosh Hashanah, that's the way you put yourself on line. So the earlier you know that you start preparing yourself for Rosh Hashanah, that's the way to put yourself on line first. And when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, you'll be zeicher to get your din first. Now the Gemara says there's a skula to get your din first before Kosh Melchor gets angry. Right, but then the Shemitah. HaMishnah says another Rosh Hashanah of Tishrei is the Shemitah. Minola, and how do we know this? And how do we know that Shemitah starts on Rosh Chodesh Tishrei? The Pasuk says, Uva'ashonah HaShvi'ah, on the seventh year, Shabbos, Shabbos, and Yilot, that on Shemitah, the seventh year, you should rest. The Goma Shona Shona Metishrei. It says here, Ta'uvashon HaShvi'ah, the seventh year. So we learn out the word Shona from Shona that says by Tishrei. The Echsev, it says by Tishrei, by Rosh Hashanah, Meireshis HaShona, from the beginning, the Atzeifer. It says the word Meireshis HaShona on the Tishrei, therefore also Shemitah starts on Tishrei. So the Gemara of Aligma Shona Shona Menisin, let's learn out already, maybe Shemitah starts on that year, or Nisan maybe it starts. The Yisrael, because the Pasuk says by Nisan, Rishonu Lachem Lechotshei Hashanah. This is the beginning of the new months of the year. So the Chur, you see, it's called Rishon, or Lechotshei Hashanah is Nisan. So how do you know they said the word of Hashanah Hashviyas? By Shemitah means Tishrei, maybe of Hashanah Hashviyas means Nisan. And the Gemara Pasuk, Donin Shana Sheni Mochadoshim Mishana Sheni Mochadoshim. I learn that the word that says by Shemitah, Uvashana Hashviyah, it just talks about the year. It doesn't mention a word about the month. From the Pasuk of Rosh Hashanah, it also talks about the year, not about the month. It says, Mareshis Hashanah. It just talks about the year. Mashenkin by Nisan talks about the year in contrast to the month. It says, this is the beginning of the month. So therefore, since it mentioned months there, I don't learn out Shemitah from Nisan, but rather learn it out from Rosh Hashanah that only says the year, not the month. The ain't done in Shana, Sheni Mochadoshim, like a Shemitah, Mishana Sheshi Mochadoshim. I don't learn it out from Nisan, which there it mentions months also. So the Shemitah means the Shemitah year, the seventh year starts on Tishrei. Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, Rosh Hashanah, that's the beginning of the Yisra of Shemitah. You're not allowed to plow in the grounds anymore, you can't plant anymore. That's the Yisra Shemitah starts on Rosh Hashanah. Then the Mishnah says, Uliyevus also. Yovel, when does the Yisra Yovel start? It starts in Rosh Hashanah Tishrei. Said the Gemara, Yovel b'Yechav Tishrei, who? Is it true that Yovel starts in Rosh Hashanah on Yechav Tishrei? Said the Gemara, b'Yud b'Tishrei, who? It starts on Yom Kippur. The Echsev, the Pasuk says, Ba'yoyim ha-kipurim ta'viru shofar. On Yom Kippur, you're supposed to blow the shofar on Yovel. So Mashma, Yovel first starts on Yom Kippur, not on Rosh Hashanah. And the Gemara, Mani again, Rabbi Shmuel Benoi, Sh'Rab Yechim Abruki. Our Mishpat, we said before, goes according to Rabbi Shmuel. The Tanya learned like this. The Pasuk says, V'kidashtem eshnas ha-chamishim shana. You're supposed to be Mekadosh Yovel the 50th year. After you count 49 years, 7 times Shemitah, the 50th year is Yovel. Now, Ma Tamalim, what does the Pasuk say it for? The Kedash Jem Mishnas HaChemishim Shana, what does the Pasuk have to say it for? The Fin Shenem, because the Pasuk says, the Yom HaKippur, it says on Yom Kippur. is Yochol Loi Dehei Miskadesh Etelum Yom Kippur. Since that the Apostle 4 says, V'yom HaKippurim Taviu Shofar, on Yom Kippur you blow the shofar to call it Yovel, so maybe Yovel, for you call it Dror, maybe Yovel first starts in Yom Kippur, Mielach from then on, Talmud Loima, that's what this Apostle says, no. V'kidashta Meshnas HaChemishim. That means Melamed Shemitzkadesh Esvelechis Mitchilosa. From the beginning of the year, on Rosh Hashanah of that year, the 50th year, that's when it has already the dinam of Yovel. Not on Yom Kippur, but before on Rosh Hashanah. Mikan from here, Omer Rabbi Yishmael ben Eshem Revchem Emruka, Merosh Hashanah ad Yom HaKippurim, from Rosh Hashanah of the 50th year until Yom Kippur, the Lachah is like this, Loi Hoyu Avodim Niftaron Labatayim. True, the Avodim, you didn't blow the shofar, it's not called Dror, the Avodim can't go home yet. But still, Loi Mishtav Din Ladanayim, it's called already the year of Yovel from Rosh Hashanah, but you're not allowed to work with your slaves anymore. Ella, what's these 10 days period? What happens for Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur or the beginning of the 50th year? Oichlim v'shoysim, they stay and eat and drink. Or smechim and happy, because they know they're going to be freed right away. V'tvaseim v'shayim, they're already wearing their crowns. Then there's these 10 days, it's a waiting period. They don't have to work, because they've already started Yovel. But it's not a complete cheres yet until Kivon Shigia Yom Kippur. As soon as it becomes Yom Kippur on the 50th year, Tikkul Bezdin b'shoysim, Bezdin then blows the shofar on Yovel, Niftoru Avdeyem Labatayim. That's the time when the Avodim then go home free. They saw the Eved Ivri goes home free by Yovel. V'sodois Chayzus Labalayim. And if you bought Karka, we say, our house, you only allowed to buy it up until Yovel. When it becomes Yovel, it goes back to the original owner. So, both halachas apply. At the beginning of the Rosh Hashanah that year, it has a din Yovel. The Avodim stop working. Rabbi Shmuel holds. That's this pasuk, the Kiddashta Meshnas HaChemishim Shana. The beginning of the 50th year has Kedusha, the Avodim have a right to stop working. Just they don't go out free completely until you blow the shofar on Yom Kippur. But the Kedusha starts already on Rosh Hashanah of the 50th year. For Rabbanin, what are Rabbanin sheet to do? They say no, there's no Kedusha Yovel, there's no Din Yovel until Yom Kippur. On Rosh Hashanah, the Avodim still have to work. He says, Shana Mata Mekadish, the Mekadish Chadoshim. You're only in the Kaddish the year, this 50th year is Kaddish, but not the month. Torah doesn't say the month, it's not the beginning of the month. It's totally talking Yom Kippur, not the beginning of the month. Tanya, we have another braisa. Yovel Hi, the Pasuk says Yovel Hi. Not Talmud Lomer, why does the Pasuk have to say Yovel Hi, the 50th year is Yovel? Talmud Lomer, Lefish Shenemel, the Pasuk says, V'kidashte Meshnas HaChemishim. You have to be in the Kaddish the 50th year, after 7 years of Shemitah. As the 49, the 50th year, you have to make a Kaddish. Yochel, I would have thought, Kishem Shemit Kaddishes V'lechus Mitchilosa, just like at the beginning of the year it has Kedusha. Kach Miskaddishes V'lechus V'seifom, the same thing at the end of the next year, the 51st year, I would have thought until Yom Kippur. Those first 10 days it has Kedusha. V'yalta Tama, don't be wondered about this. Shreem Asifim Mechol Ala Kaddish. There's such an Indian to be nicer, to put more Kedusha on Chol. So maybe just like the beginning of the 50th year, the Kedushas Yovel starts from Rosh Hashanah even until Yom Kippur. Maybe who are then it first ends the next Yom Kippur. The next Rosh Hashanah, those first 10 days, maybe still have Kedusha. Talmud Loima, therefore the Pasuk says no. Yovel hi shana sachamishim, shana. You should know the 50th year, that's the only year that has Kedusha. Mashenkein, shana sachamishim. But the Atta Mekadish, Nasachemishim V'yachas. You know, when it starts the 51st year, as soon as it becomes Rosh Hashanah, even though it's not Yom Kippur yet, it doesn't have any Kedushas Yovel. Kedushas Yovel first ends clearly at the end of the year. The 50th year has Kedusha. The Kedusha does not go into the 51st year. That's this Rosh of Yovel Hish, Nasachemishim Shonam. It's only the 50th year that has Kedusha, and not the 51st year. Rosh Hashanah, the Yovel Hi, the Yuti, it's like a Miyat, to know only the 50th year and not the 51st year. All right, we'll stop here. Yeah, again, we'll start over again from Dav Ches Amid Bey, the first line on the bottom of the big lines. That says, goes of Shemov Nashav Rechlem Brukehi, the time you will learn. The Pasuk says, V'kidashtem Mishnas HaChemit Shem Shona. You should be Mekadosh the 50th year. Now, Matam Loima, what's the Chiddush of this Pasuk? We're talking about Yovel. The Fi Shenema, because the Pasuk says, V'yom HaKippur. In other words, we know that on Yom Kippur you have to blow the shofar to make Yovel. Yochel, I would think, loyte miskadeshes elam Yom Kippur v'yelech. The whole kedusha is only chal first on Yom Kippur when you blow the shofar of Yovel, but not before that. Talmud Loma, therefore the Pasuk says no, v'kidashtem eshnas hachamishim. You have to be mekadesh the 50th year. That means, melamed, we learn out from here, shem miskadeshes v'leches mitchilosa. That the kedusha of Yovel is chal right away at the beginning of the year. You're not allowed to plant, you're not allowed to be chorish from the beginning of the year. Mikan from here, Om Rabbi Shmuel b'nei Shem Rabbi Yechon ben Bruka, that from Rosh Hashanah ad Yom HaKippurim, you should know from Rosh Hashanah of Yovel up until Yom Kippur, lehoyu avodim niftaron lebatayim. True, the avodim did not go home to the houses yet. So free, they can't go home yet. That you have to wait till Yom Kippur, till they blow the shofar. But you should know, they don't have to work for the masters either. In other words, when it becomes Rosh Hashanah on the 50th year of Yovel, the avodim have right to stop working. They can eat, they drink, they're very happy. If they want to, they can put the crown on top of the head, like they know they're going to go home soon, so they can start now to be happy ready. Rashi says, "In rotsa losa matora baroisha laharoisha yotachoshi." They can already wear the hat as if to show that we're going out free. But kivan shagia yom kippur, as soon as it becomes that yom kippur, tikul bezdin b'shofar. The bezdin then blows the shofar on yovel on yom kippur, and then niftu avdei labateim. That's when the avodim go home. V'sodos chazeres labaleim. And that's when the fields also go back to their original owner. When you sell a field or a house, you only sell it up until Yovel. When Yovel goes back. For the Gemara of Rabbonin, what did Rabbonin do with this pasuk? Of the Kidashtem Eshnas Achamishim Shana, what's the Chiddush here? The Rabbonin say that Yovel first starts from Yom Kippur. It doesn't start from Rosh Hashanah. So what's the Chiddush in the pasuk that the Kidashtem Eshnas Achamishim Shana, it first starts from Yom Kippur? Gemara says, Rabbanan Darshan, that Shonim Atam Mekadosh, Vi Atam Mekadosh Kadoshim. It's a new halacha we'll have later on the Chav Dalet. And Rashi says, Vi Atam Mekadosh Shum Chodesh, Ki Rav Lozik Rav Shim, the Yom Lekamah Perek Sheni, Bein Shenira Bizmano, Bein Shenira Bizmano, Ein Mekadosh Noisoi. He holds you could be Mekadosh to Chodesh even if you don't see the Levona. And we hold not like that. You can't be Mekadosh Levon unless you see it. And he learns it out from this pasuk here. Here's that's a sugi later, we'll see later. But the Rabbanan used this pasuk, Vikidashtim, that you have to be Mekadosh it by the Chodesh, by seeing the Levon. Hey, Shonim Atam Mekadosh, no matter what. But Viyatam Mekadosh Chadoshim. To Mekadosh a Chodesh is only when you see the Levon. Moratan Yidich learned another braisa. The pasuk says, Yovel hi. The 50th year is Yovel. Ma Talmud Loimah. What's the Chodesh Yovel hi? It's Yovel. Pshit, it's Yovel. Because the pasuk says, "V'kidash temesh nasachamishim." You should be mekadesh the 50th year. Yochel, I would have thought that kishem she miskadeshes for aleches mitchiloso. Just like we say now, the kedusha starts according to Rabbi Shmuel's din. It starts from Rosh Hashanah at the beginning of the year. So there's little taisvis. Like it doesn't only start from Yom Kippur, but it starts from Rosh Hashanah. There's little 10 days taisvis. It's kach the same way I would have thought. Miskadeshes for leches b'soifah. That at the end of the 50th year, going into the 51st year, there's also a little bit of the kedusha. So Rashi says that means achar Rosh Hashanah v'tim shachad Yom Kippurim. That the kedusha should continue on up until Yom Kippur of the 51st year. In other words, the 51st year from Rosh Hashanah until Yom Kippur, maybe it also has kedusha of Yovel. You can't work on the karka. The Yalt the Tam, and don't wonder to say such a thing like that. Sherei Moisifer Mechol Al Kodesh. There is such a mitzvah like that. We'll soon see. The Psukim of the Ninya of Taisvis Krusha. Taisvis Shabbos, be Makabal Shabbos early. Taisvis Yom Kippurim, be Makabal Yom Kippur early. So maybe I would have thought. There's an Ninya of Taisvis Yovel also. Talmud Leimah, therefore the Pasuk says no. Yovel hi Shna Sachem Ishim Shona. That means. Yovel Shnas Achamishim. That the 50th year, that's Yovel. So he dashin Shnas Achamishim Atam Mekadosh. He should know you only Mekadosh the 50th year. The Atam Mekadosh Shnas Achamishim Biyachas. But the 51st year doesn't have any Kedusha at all. That's the drosh here. Yovel he. The 50th year has the Kedusha. But as soon as it becomes the beginning of the 51st year, even right after Rosh Hashanah until Yom Kippur, there's no Kedusha at all.